You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we? Are we fully recovered from our New Year celebrations? I am, just about. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to the Breakfast Show. And it's great to be with you today. The first one of a brand new year. That is, of course, 2023. I have to think about it. So I must remember that when we're writing checks. And you listen to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours today, keeping you entertained and, well, getting you off to where it is you're going this morning. It is the 3rd of January, and let's take a look, shall we, a couple of things relevant to today's date. We're looking at the anniversary of the 1966 coup d'etat that was in Burkina Faso. And this one's a good one because I actually indulged in some of these, Hassan the good lady, over the Christmas. It's National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day today in the United States. And last but not least, it is the 10th of the 12 days of Christmas, and that's in Western Christianity.
Good morning, world.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Don't take my call tonight.
And there we go. Yes, our New Year's resolution, starting the day off with our aerobics. And whatever you do, don't touch your coconuts, all right? 6.5 minutes exactly after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. So I'm trying to wake up in the new year.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
we go. That is... that's the weather report, I guess. That's Erasure and Blue Savannah. Before that one, we had Prince, of course, and When Doves Cry. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. We're 15 minutes, a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Guests coming in the last hour of this morning's programme. So I'll tell you all about that. But the first thing we have to do, of course, is at this time in the morning is get you cleaned up. And on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning, just take it easy and relax. I know a lot of people have taken a long break off and are just making their way back into town. So if you're listening to us, very good morning to you as well. Well, new year. All I can say is really, I hope you had a night to remember. If you don't remember, here's Shalimar to give you a hand. Yes, Shalimar and a night to remember, wandering off into the distance, and well, out you get. Come on, feel better after that, don't you? It's always difficult, isn't it? I mean, this is a four-day week again, isn't it? We had one last week, and those of you that were with us last week, thanks for some of your comments. You enjoyed our different sort of decades as we went through last week. And yeah, we've got a four-day week this week, and guess what? Next week is also a four-day week. It goes on, doesn't it? Then we've got Carnival in February. Then we've got a day off at the beginning of May. Soon be Christmas, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Anyway, I'm going to be here with you right through until 10 this morning, trying to keep you entertained. And just please stick around and, well, as we would say, Then I'll hang around for a while. KWS and please don't go. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way up to 25 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. I said I had a guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program. We have indeed. Judith Lorick is coming in to chat to us. And she's taking part in this year's Jazz Festival, which is from the 16th to the 21st of January. So we're looking forward to that. And Judith says she appeared in concerts and she's worked in jazz clubs and festivals in the US until moving to Europe. That was in 1988. And then to Panama in 2020. And she's here to stay. Oh-oh. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? We've got some great people here, haven't we, living in Panama when it comes to music. So Judith will be coming in to chat with us. That's in the last hour of this morning's programme. Apart from that, it's our usual bits and pieces as we are back to normal after that sort of week between Christmas and New Year. We're going to take another piece of music and then we'll look at some of the international and business news for this morning. Top of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, we'll look at some of the local news. And, well, great music in between. We'll check in with Yasmin. We'll check in with Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter. Some good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lucia with Bright and Breezy this morning. Also to Valerie, Rosita, and also to Yvette. Yvette drops to the line and says, Happy New Year, 2023, Breakfast Show team and everyone. Well, thank you very much for that, Yvette. Says, first of the year request, please, dedicated to my sister Tita, who's going through some tough health at times at the moment. Well, let's hope she gets well soon. All right, Yvette. And you asked if we could play Cherish by the Association.
I'm not gonna be the one. say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you. Just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita...
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. And if you're with us, a very good morning to you. Time-wise, we are 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Take a look at some of the international news and some business news for this morning. Russian nationalists and some lawmakers have demanded punishment for commanders that they accuse of ignoring dangers as anger grew over the killing of dozens of Russian soldiers in one of Ukraine's war's deadliest strikes. In a rare disclosure, Russian Defense Ministry said that 63 soldiers were killed on New Year's Eve in a fiery blast that destroyed a temporary barracks in a vocational college in a place called Makivaka, a twin city of the Russian-occupied regional capital of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. State media in China played down the severity of a surge of COVID-19 infections. This is ahead of an expected briefing on Tuesday by its scientists to the World Health Organization, which is hoping for a detailed discussion on the evolution of the virus. China's abrupt U-turn on COVID-19 controls on the 7th of December, as well as the accuracy of its case and mortality data, have come under increasing scrutiny at home and abroad. British rail workers kicked off the new year with a week-long strike on Tuesday, disrupting the return to work for millions of commuters in the latest bout of industrial action to hit the country. Britain is in the grip of its worst run of workers' unrest since Margaret Thatcher was in power in the 1980s. An attack on a prison in the Mexican border town of Juarez left 19 dead and allowed a cartel kingpin to escape. along with 24 other prisoners, authorities said on Monday. An armed group travelling in armoured vehicles launched almost simultaneous attacks on the prison and the municipal police station, Defence Minister Luis Crescencio Sandoval said in a news conference. Brazilian markets had delivered a withering verdict on leftist President Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva's first full day in office on Monday after he pledged to prioritise social issues and ordered a budget-busting extension to a fuel tax exemption. And China Chief Tom Zhu has been promoted to take direct oversight of the electric car maker's U.S. assembly plants, as well as sales operations in North America and Europe. This is according to an internal posting of reporting lines reviewed by Reuters. South Korea's antitrust regulator said that it would impose a 2.85 billion won, which is about $2.2 million fine on Tesla Inc., for failing to tell its customers about the shorter driving range of its electric vehicles in low temperatures. A number of people registering as jobless in Spain fell slightly in December, and this was from a month earlier, ending 2022 at a 15-year low, data from the Labour Ministry showed on Tuesday. The number of jobless fell by 1.52% or by 43,727 people, leaving 2.84 million people, though, out of work. And German unemployment fell in December. Labour office figures showed on Tuesday, with the labour market overall being only moderately affected by the war in Ukraine last year. The Federal Labour Office said that the number of people out of work decreased by 13,000 in seasonal adjusted terms to 2.52 million. Global shares rose on Tuesday, defying a pickup in the dollar as investors piled into riskier assets like equities and commodities, while the weighing up of how much the recent surge in COVID-19 infections in China might affect its economy. The MSCI All World Index rose by 0.2% thanks to a sharp bounce in European stocks, led by hefty gains in anything from financials to oil and gas stocks to healthcare. And lastly, oil prices, well, they edged lower on Tuesday in volatile trade as weak demand data from China and gloomy economic outlook weighed. Brent crude futures fell 46 cents or 0.5%. 0.54% to $85.45 a barrel. That was by 10:17 GMT. United States West Texas Intermediate crude was down 38 cents or 0.47% at $79.88. Both contracts rose by over a dollar, and Brent crude dropped a dollar in earlier trading. That's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of those things in the international news and in the business news for this Tuesday morning. Time-wise, we are coming up for 23 minutes before 8 o'clock.
My heart, right from the start, you didn't know what to say.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That is the Beatles and Revolution 1. Before that, Emma Bunton, whom no doubt you remember as Baby Spice with the Spice Girls. That's when she was single, performing as a single, there with What Took You So Long. That was the name of that track. We're just coming up to 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and we're on 89.3. Great to have you with us. Great to be back after the new year. And remember, what are we on The Breakfast Show?
Connected.
we go. That is Aztec. Camera and Everybody is number one. Breakfast show time 12 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning to Paul over there in West London. Good morning to you, Paul. And he's my harbinger of death, I'm afraid, because you keep reminding me every time somebody passes away, which I appreciate. And, of course, one that pass away over the weekend, over the new year, was Anita Poynter from the Grammy-winning Poynter Sisters. She died at the age of 74, which was announced by her publicist. She died surrounded by her family and her Beverly Hills. This was at her Beverly Hills home in California. Her family said that they were deeply saddened by her passing. Heaven is a more loving, beautiful place with Anita there, they said in a statement. The second oldest of the four sisters, Mr. Poynter, and her siblings rose to fame, of course, with hits like Jump for My Love and Fire. With a blend of funk, soul and R&B, the group released their eponymous debut album that was back in 1973. Yes, We Can Can. A funky tune which called for unity and tolerance at a time of racial unrest in the United States became the album's breakout hit. Also in 1975, their hit song Fairy Tale won Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance. The win remains a rarity in a category which is dominated by white acts. And by the way, the group did almost disband in 1979. This was after Bonnie Poynter left to pursue a solo career. But the remaining sisters regrouped and went on to shed their previous retro image for a more pop sound. I'll tell you what, we got two in a row from the Poynter sisters. Anita Poynter, R.I.P.
playing all the greatest hits and more. It's The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Two in a row, Pointer Sisters, and I'm so excited, and followed on there by Should I Do It? In remembrance of Anita Pointer, who passed away over the New Year period. Taking us up to the top of the hour at Supergrass, all right?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero, compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions, coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber, a beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
She stays, love grows under my umbrella.
There we go. That is the Hollies there and a bus stop. And according to the news, well, that's something we're gonna start seeing in Casco, isn't it? Bus stops with these little electric buses running around, which is a great idea. However, I mean, I hadn't taken my car into Casco for some time, but I had to drop some stuff off for the New Year celebrations. The roads are terrible. I mean, we spent all that money on doing these roads with these special with the special brick surface and everything, and it's terrible. Some places you've got holes, and the thing is, of course, what is happening is you've got all these buildings that are being renovated, which they have to do, by the way. They have to start work within a certain period of time, otherwise they'll be taken away from you. But they're having to do. But there is obviously no restriction as to the weight of the vehicles that go in there. They're taking in cement, and they're taking in bricks, and they're taking in tiles or whatever. So this is all going to have to be redone. At what price? Honestly. Good news about those little buses, though. But they really do need to do something about vehicles going in there with excess weight, which is seriously damaging the roads in Casco. That's it for the moment. Let's say good morning to Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your guest contributors, and, of course, all your faithful listeners worldwide. Happy New Year with super health, joy, happiness, and prosperity. Now, he said, here's requesting a special tune. This is a soccer blended with Bollywood. It's called Chutney Soccer. That's for S-O-C-A, soccer. Enjoy this popular tune. All right, let's see if we do.
Hey, let me tell you something, boy. Never throw a jack on a true champion.
Hey,
I don't know you can be favor like that, Dad.
I is a new table master.
Knock a thing. Somebody say table master.
Favorite jam, knock a thing, Mohammed Rafi, tennis, knock a true from here, 40 from 90 60.
We came here to ban.
Ah, well, there you go. That's it. A chutney soccer there. That's quite good fun, actually. Nick Atting. This is Holly Johnson.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Happy New Year to you all. Happy Hugamanay. Wishing you all a happy and healthy and prosperous New Year. It's starting out pretty awesome. Up here in El Valle, the weather is spectacular. Don't y'all come up here at once, because we don't want to have an overcrowding, but it is beautiful. Good sleeping weather at night. Fresh, crisp, just delicious. Need a little extra blankie on the bed. It's hard to believe the dry season is getting kind of chilly up here. And then during the day, it gets hot. It gets so hot, I want to be in a swimming pool, but I'm not. But today is the day of construction. We're going to get started on our new extension on some of the rooms around here. So I hope to have some construction stories for you. I hope no nightmares, because I'm not a big fan of construction nightmares. I had those when I worked in New York City. Those were enough. Enough indeed. So it's still dark outside, but I've been very blessed with the amount of birds have been singing my song this morning, waking me up, showing me that I need to get up out of bed and have a big old cup of coffee, which I have. And the chef, oh man, the cook, she whipped, what do you call it? She whipped the milk, so I got a nice little frothy stuff on top, and I'm like, this is good. I'm gonna be exhausted by 10 o'clock and back in bed. Woohoo! Yeah, indeed. Well, let's see. This is the first week of January. So many things are happening in this first week. I have some friends overseas having some birthdays, but I don't know that they would listen to us. I hope they would. But the cats are outside saying, hey, if you're awake, you need to feed me. I say, okay, if you need to be fed, I'll be feeding you soon. Well, again, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy Hagamene. I hope you all had a very safe, healthy, and prosperous New Year. And looking forward to all the new things that we're going to experience this year. So until then, back to you in the studio.
That is Cars and Shake It Up. And big thanks and a Happy New Year to Ingrid, the chef, and the cook over there in El Valle. Right, Shake It Up by the Cars. The time on the Breakfast Show is 28 and a half minutes, making our way up to 29 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And don't forget, joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme, we have a special guest coming in. We have got Judith Lorick coming in, an amazing jazz singer. Now, she's going to be taking part in this upcoming jazz festival, Panama Jazz Festival, 16th to the 21st of January, and we're going to be starting to give some tickets away probably tomorrow if you want to get into some of these events, and also perhaps a bit of studying as well. So we'll be talking with Judith a little bit later on, probably in around about an hour's time. I tell you what, just going back to some of the items in the news, because one of the items after the President's speech, we had Signor Pino, who is the Minister of Security, and he was saying that he wants the Assembly to get on and pass, or at least discuss and get on with this law about, this is Law 625, which adopts a legislation for extinction of domain of illegal assets in the country. And what this basically means is that if you steal, or if you make, say, buy an apartment or flashy cars or whatever, and you have done this by illicit means, then you have those taken away from you, quite rightly so too. And then the next thing is, they say in the Assembly that they want the Public Security Minister, Juan Manuel Pino, to drop 625. It says here that he has asked the Minister of Public Security to withdraw Bill 625. And then he goes on, this is Crispiano Adamus when he was opening the Assembly, says that they are not against the norm that seeks to combat drug trafficking. And I immediately picked them and said, who mentioned anything about drug trafficking? Nobody mentioned drug trafficking. It's got nothing necessarily to do with it. It does if you make illicit gains through drug trafficking, but also if you make illicit gains through any means. For instance, if you steal money from the government, from the people of the country, and you spend it on things, that is the same thing. And you have to give them back. You have to give the money back. So I'm sorry, I just couldn't understand why he just sort of said combating drug trafficking. It's about combating people that steal or cheat or whatever with drug trafficking, whatever means necessary. If they may, you know, even these scammers and whatever, they buy something, they buy flashy cars or whatever through the money that they make by their scamming, it's the same thing. They will have those taken away from them. And I was just rather surprised that it was pointed out, well, it's all to do with drug trafficking. No, it hasn't.
Been away too long, will ya? You can laugh and joke with friends, but don't you ever talk to strangers.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I've seen that look so well before. Your sorrow's like an open door. You've been this way for much too long. Somebody must have done you wrong. But one day the sun will shine on you. Turn all your tears to laughter. So many times, I know the sadness in your eyes. Your life feels like a wishing well. Where it goes, only time will tell. One day the sun will shine.
Goodbye to the northern lights. Say goodbye to
Well, you can't mistake that guitar playing, can you? Gary Moore and One Day here on The Breakfast Show. And before that, Thin Lizzy and Wild One. Talking about wild ones. Good morning, yes.
Hello, good morning. Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. How was your New Year?
Good. At home.
Just celebrating with the family?
Relaxing, yeah.
Yeah, no partying?
No.
No? Okay.
Just eating good and...
Well, that's the main
go
thing.
Go to sleep.
Because Ian's not with you at the moment, but he's coming back, what, in about a week's time?
Yeah, I guess so.
That'd be nice. Oh, you must miss him when he's not there.
Of course.
Yeah.
It feels weird.
Yes. Now what do I do? Nobody to tell off. Any New Year's resolutions? That's something we haven't asked our listeners yet. If they've got any New Year resolutions.
No, I never do that, really.
No, me neither. There's things I want to do year after year, so it's no point in making a resolution because nothing really seems to happen. Though I have got out in the sort of area where, you know, the maids area, the wash area, we've got a little maids room, which is sort of getting fuller and fuller of stuff. So I've sort of said I want to sort of sort that out. And take out the old cupboard and put in some shelving and stuff like that.
Ah, okay. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. But I haven't said which year I'm going to do it yet. So.
That's true.
I'm not going to push myself. wonderful. So, anything? Have you got anything planned? Is it a quiet week for you this week? Or?
No. We got an invitation to go to the Bayer Museum. I already sent it to you.
Oh, yes. What day is that?
Thursday.
Thursday.
This Thursday.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
They're going to open a new exhibition. Seems interesting, so we should go.
Okay.
Because it's going to be in the morning after the show.
All right. Remind me, won't you, on Thursday morning?
Yeah.
You know what I'm like.
Yeah, sure.
That works out quite well, actually, because I got something tomorrow lunchtime, but not on Thursday.
Okay. So we can go.
We can go together. That'd be unusual. Well, we do go to a few things. But.
Yes.
And anything else on the horizon? Anything special? Or?
Well, no. I have to check Ian's laptop before he arrives.
Oh, yeah, because you're saying he's having
not working
problems.
Good. Yeah. You know, getting ready for this year.
Yeah. Studying and things.
Exactly.
Yeah. Glad we don't have that problem.
That's good.
we've done all that. That's behind us, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the day.
Oh, thank you. You too, and everyone.
Yeah. And we'll be back. Tomorrow's Wednesday, midweek tomorrow already. That's fine. Hey, that's it, because we've got a 3-4 day week this week and next week. Because Monday's a holiday again, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Then we've got Carnival. I mentioned this earlier. We've got Carnival. And then we've got another day off at the beginning of May. Soon be Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice. We've got a lot to look forward to, haven't we? All right, yes, take care.
Okay, you too.
All the best.
Bye.
Here's Billy Joel. Easy Money. Cheerleader. And I just want to say a big thank you to our host for the new year. That was Dinah, and together with Nikki in the old town. We went to Casco up on the rooftop, which was all very nice. And Dinah, so big thanks to Dinah for that. Good crowd of people. It was all rather nice. And plenty of, well, drinks flowing around, champagne, things like that. Mind you, I did find out where she kept the champagne. And guess where that was?
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cage, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen.
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, but down to Geisha Minor. And then again, incidentally, you're that way. Love you came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less, but stimulus and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunfighter, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
of action, temporarily out of
that
action.
You absolutely try.
Killer Queen, and that was, of course, Queen. And let's say a very good morning and hello to Maggie. Maggie Love, good morning to Maggie. He's joined us on WhatsApp this morning. Great, as always, to hear from you. Wishing us all a very happy new year. And the same to you, Maggie. Keep listening. We know where you live. I love this. Empire of the Sun. We are the people.
Heading for the city lights, 975. We sharing each other, mirrors and bottles. The scent of lemon drips from your eyes.
I found the sun tonight, reminiscing.
Do like that one. That's Empire of the Sun and We Are the People. Couple of good mornings and hellos. Let's say a very good morning to Talitha. Good morning to you. Says love it. Thank you. And thanks very much for that, Talitha. And also, let's say good morning to Renee and Rick. She just tuned in over there, Greek, and sent me some lovely pictures. It says, greetings, salutations, and happy new year. Lost track of time. Just now tuning in. I was busy putting away the last few bits and things from our last couple of boxes. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. I'll try and do that after the news. But lovely pictures. Thank you. That must be up there at the, what they call it, Acropolis or whatever in Athens. That thing there. The big thing, that the old ruins. Looks all very nice. Anyway, you lost track of time. When you're unpacking all those boxes, that'll happen. You know that, don't you? Anyway, hopefully it'll all be over for you soon. You can sit back and relax. Time on the breakfast show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Chica plástica, de esas que veo por ahí, de esas que cuando se agitan, sudan Chanel number 3, que sueñan casarse con un doctor, pues él puede mantenerlas mejor, no le hablan a nadie si no es su igual, a menos que sea fulano de tal, son lindas, delgadas, de buen vestir, de mirada esquiva y falso reír. Era un muchacho plástico, de esos que veo por ahí, con la peinilla en la mano, y cara de yo no fui, de los que por tema en conversación discuten qué marca de carro es mejor, de los que prefieren el no comer, por las apariencias que hay que tener, para andar elegantes y así poder una chica plástica recoger. ¿Qué fallo? Era una pareja plástica, de esas que veo por ahí. Él pensando solo en dinero, ella en la moda en París. Aparentando lo que no son, viviendo en un mundo de pura ilusión. Diciendo a su hijo de 5 años, no juegues con niños de color extraño. Ahogados en deudas para mantener su estatus social en modo hotel. ¡Qué fallo! Ciudad de plástico, de esas que no quiero ver, de edificios cancerosos y un corazón de oro ver, donde en vez de un sol amanece un dólar, donde nadie ríe, donde nadie llora, con gente de rostros de poliéster que escuchan sin oír y miran sin ver, gente que vendió por comodidad su razón de ser y su libertad. Oye hermano, oye amigo, nunca vendas tu destino por el oro ni la comodidad.
And there we go. That's going up for Jo Carroll this morning. She was at the party on Saturday night. She says, do you have any Reuben Blades? And I said, I checked my what I had with me. No, I don't have any Reuben Blades. She said, well, play something from Reuben Blades on Tuesday morning. She said, I'll be listening. So there you go. That's Plastico from Reuben Blades. Another request this morning. I mentioned Renee and Rick asked if we could play. Comes from Chicago. 25 or 6 to 4.
Waiting for something to say.
And there we go, Chicago, 26 or 624 for Renee and Rick out there in Athens, in Greece. Looks like you had a good New Year up there in the Acropolis. Right, at time, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're 17 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. So we're going to take a couple of pieces of music. The first one is Something in the Air. Another piece after that, and we'll be back with our guest, which is Judith Lorick this morning. So plenty to look forward to.
Best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Why should we waste a night like this? Why should we waste a single kiss? Why can't we laugh at tomorrow? Tomorrow we'll pay what we borrow. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say good night until the last minute. I'll hold out my hand and my heart be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and we go like the ripples of a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come. For all we know, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in a summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Is that not beautiful? Absolutely. That is my guest here on this morning's program. For all we know, and I'll be seeing you, and that's Judith Laurie. Judith, good morning to you, and welcome.
Good morning, Jerry, and thank you
lovely,
very much.
Lovely to have you with us. We were just sort of chatting away about your sort of story, because you've moved around a bit. But let's go back, because I was sort of fascinated when I was sort of having a little bit of a rummage around this morning, and you started singing jazz, or you started singing at 4 years of age.
Yes.
And your children didn't, your parents didn't shoot you, because a lot of parents...
No, my mother sang.
I was going to say, is it a musical family?
No, just my mother.
Just your mother.
My father could not carry a tune in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother had the most incredible voice.
Yeah.
And she sang in church.
Oh, okay.
Which is where I also started singing.
Right, right.
And it was, you know, it was a Lutheran church, so all the music was classical. So I actually started singing classical music.
Right, right.
But at home, all I ever heard was jazz.
Really? Yeah.
So my mother had music on from the time we woke up until the time we went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up listening to Sarah and Ella and
oh,
Billy and, you know, all the great singers.
Right, right. I mean, I we were never a musical family, but my father was into technology even back then. We're talking about sort of 50, and that, you know, there's this thing coming out called stereo, you know, but my father,
yes,
you know, in fact, one of the first records I can remember was a little kid, and he had this sort of record player, and it was Ernie Tennessee Ford, or Tennessee Ernie Ford,
yes.
And because, you know, I was a kid, so Davy Crockett was one of my big favorite. But funnily enough, we bought Davy Crockett theme. It was on a, you know,
Davy Crockett, and King it was of the Wild Frontier.
And that, I can't remember. It might have even been a. It was definitely one of the old Bakelite type records, but it was the other side, the B side, that I fell in love with.
What was it?
16 tons, and what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
I love that song. And still today, Tennessee Annie Ford singing that is fantastic.
Oh, my God, that's really...
But that's it. So I was brought up listening to music. And also through my life, you know, through my teens, and, you know, working, whatever, I always used music. It was something you used for, you know, when you felt down or when you were having a crush or whatever, you know, you played the music. And... But I'm absolutely useless. I can't sing. I can't play a musical instrument. So I'm really done for. All I do is play other people's music, which is great.
That's wonderful.
But you know, it is an amazing gift, you know, that you have. And I mean, listening to you there, I mean, the one that came across a little bit to me with the sort of the way it was Peggy Lee, a little bit of Peggy Lee in there for me. But you've got your own style. How did it just come, or did you, you know, you're talking about the greats. Was there a sort of great jazz singer that you said yes, and you sort of started following and sort of getting in, or did it just automatically come as your own?
Not early on. Mm. I, as I said, I used to listen with my mom. And,
right.
You know, I was the one who stayed in on Saturday when the kids were out playing. I stayed in to help my mom clean the house because... She was playing great music and singing as
okay,
she worked.
Okay.
So I would sing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, when I started singing, I had like 350 songs in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
didn't really have to learn anything. I never really studied music.
Mm-hmm.
I just listened. Now, yeah. I would say when I think I was around 12 or 13, I don't mm-hmm. remember, my mom got an album by Nancy Wilson.
Okay.
Nancy Wilson became my mom's favorite. And, of mm-hmm. course, then my mom and I were real close, so that she became my favorite.
Right.
What I loved about her was her choices. You know, she chose music from all genres and
right.
sang them beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me that elegant.
Right.
And it is elegant. And if you think back, you know, back in the day, when you'll see the pictures, you'll see videos, you know, the singers were in evening gowns and the men
mm-hmm.
were dressed
mm-hmm.
and... You know, that was my image of jazz, and I guess that's what I picked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what I picked up. And I think it was just a mix of everyone. I have just learned by doing. I guess I'll put it that way.
Right.
Until high
right.
school,
right.
I sang
right.
classical
mm-hmm.
music. I sang
okay.
opera. I
mm-hmm.
was in an opera workshop. I was always in choir at church, choir at school. And it wasn't until I went to college, yes, that I started singing jazz. And that's only because, you know, college... Freshman
mm-hmm.
year,
right.
freshman talent show.
Oh, right, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking up to the desk, and they say, what do you do? And I said, I sing. And I hear this voice behind me saying, do you sing jazz? Well, of course I said, yes. I said, yes. And he was an amazing pianist, and we did a jazz tune, and then I formed a band with him and a bass player
uh-huh,
and a drummer,
uh-huh.
and we did concerts at school, you know, the whole 4 years I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I began singing.
And so how did that progress from there? Because, I mean, you traveled, you played with some great artists. How did it sort of progress, and how did you get into the mainstream?
You know, there's something about... It was not something I tried to do
mm-hmm.
or sought
mm-hmm.
after. You know, in my family, you went to school, it was college, and then it was work.
Mm-hmm.
And but I feel like I was blessed, you know... A friend knew Ramsey Lewis, met Ramsey Lewis. He asked me to sing with him. Young Holt Unlimited was the group that formed from his original group. They invited me to do a gig. Mm-hmm. You know, Stan Kenton, I don't even know how he heard of me. There was this intercollegiate jazz festival. He invited me to sing in the jazz festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, Earl Father Hines. I mean, these people, they just came across my path. And everyone thought, you know, they all thought, she's going to graduate and she's going to get rich and famous, you know, singing jazz. And, and, oh, God, I had my first audition. Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
There was a jazz club near the airport. So I go over to this jazz club. And it was a live audition. Great trio, you know, and there was an audience, and everybody was all hepped up, and it was great, and, you know, the band was like, oh, girl, you can sing, and it was so much, it was really so much fun. And the man who was supposed to hire me was sitting at the bar, talking to someone the whole time I was singing. You know, I was young and extremely innocent, and I got so offended, I just walked out, and I did not sing for 13 years.
Really?
And then I say, again, it was the universe. They would have eaten me alive. I was so innocent. I needed to grow up. So I grew up in corporate America as an executive.
Oh, okay.
And one morning I woke up and said, it's okay. And I left corporate America.
And how did you sort of get back into the scene? I mean,
well, okay.
If you can tell us that.
I can tell. So first my company had transferred me out to California from New England. I had a big responsibility. They were offering me a really big job, and I took it. But the first thing I did was go to all the jazz clubs and listen.
I
heard the most amazing trio. And I went up to them after the gig, and I said, you know, would you consider working with a vocalist? And they rolled their eyes.
Another one.
And I said, well, you know, why don't we do this? Let's meet. We do a couple of tunes, and you decide. So the pianist and I met, and they decided yes. We made a tape. Back in the day, it was a tape. I wrote a resume. I had no idea how to look for a job. I looked for a job as if I were an executive, right? So I had a cover letter. I had the official resume. Right. Any place I had ever opened my mouth went on that resume as a singer.
Right.
And I sent it off to. I had already chosen the place I wanted to sing. They were building a Hotel Meridian in Newport Beach, California. And I thought, that's where I want to be. I sent it off to the general manager. Again, the universe. The general manager had the man who had opened the jazz club in Paris at the Meridian.
Wow.
And he loved jazz and he loved vocalists. He wrote back and said, meet me on this day, whatever the day was.
You know?
So we went and we met. And he said, tell me what you want. I love your voice. So I told him what I wanted. I had no clue. I want a year's contract. I want to work these hours. I want to make this much money. And I have a trio. He said, okay.
That's when you know you could have got more.
No, but I learned something very important there. Since I didn't know any better, I asked for what I felt we deserved, salary, in 1 minute. And I realized that musicians had been beaten down by the system. They no longer had the courage to ask for what they did. And, you know, my friends later, the vocalists I met, you know, it was a very tight community. And they said, we were wondering who this woman was who walked in and got the best gig in town. And they said it was because they didn't know any better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that was the way it started.
But, I mean, it's amazing anyway, I mean, isn't it, through life, how your path can change just in a flash. I mean, the same thing happened to me in the city. I was sort of working... I'd come out of the Air Force. I was working as a telex operator in the City of London. And all of a sudden this new sort of business started up, which was broking and trading in fuels for ships because of the oil crisis. They started a new department, and I just happened to be there and said, oh, you know, can I apply? Yeah, okay. And you went, you know, going from a tie-dye T-shirt and a pair of jeans to a three-piece suit, a company credit card. And it is, isn't it? It's just there is so much... I guess luck is what you'd call it, or fate, or...
I wouldn't call it luck.
No?
I truly believe that we create our reality through the choices we make. And we can manifest what we need in our lives. And if we are open enough, things come. And I think that that willingness to take the big risk.
Yeah, I get that. That is true. It's to I guess, you know, if I hadn't opened my mouth that night, you know, it would have been different.
Exactly.
So yeah, I agree. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick little break, and I dug it out quickly because I thought any excuse to play it. It's Ernie Tennessee Paul or Tennessee Ernie Paul. Why can't he just have one name? 16 tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
There we go. That is the man himself, Tennessee Ernie Ford, and 16 tons. Beautiful piece of music. What's your favorite piece of music that you'd like to sing?
Oh.
All of them. Don't say that.
Well, you know, but I have to say, you know, people ask me that question a lot. Mm. I don't have one favorite.
No.
I have many favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I will say my favorite type of music to sing is ballads. I'm a ballad singer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love ballads. And that is the essence of what it is, because I feel like I am the one who is to interpret the lyrics of a song in a way that moves people. And I feel I do that best when I'm singing a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love tunes like You Don't Love Is and, Wild Is the Wind. That's one of my top favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have one favorite.
It's funny because for me, one of my favorite times in music, and at that time I was still in the airport, I was in Singapore, it was in 1970, 71, 72, that sort of period, and it was a time of some really beautiful ballads that came out. You know, You Can Read My You Can't Read My Mind, but there was so many. My mind's gone blank, but there was
yes.
It was just that period of time. Carole King, what a fantastic writer. Carole King with Jerry Goffin, what fantastic writers they were.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite albums is Tapestry.
Oh, it's a beautiful,
you know?
Beautiful album.
And there's some absolutely brilliant, brilliant ballads at that time. Is it possible, like, with It's Too Late with, you know, Carole King, is it ever interpreted into jazz singing? Because the words are there. I mean, the song is there, but Could that be transposed? Could you do that? Yeah, I've got a challenge for you now.
I think there are many kinds of music, you know, where the genre can switch depending on how you sing it or how you play it. Many Broadway tunes have become jazz standards, for example.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
And sometimes that's easier instrumentally because the lyrics and the lyrics have to fit the melody and the style. For example, there are certain songs which could be done with many different tempos or rhythms, for example, but they just work better as one type. So there are songs that have been done as a swing tune forever, and I might sing it as a ballad or vice versa because it fits. But the important thing for me is that it fit, that there be some synergy.
So let's sort of get back, because how did you end up in Europe?
My first trip to Europe was when I was in college. I was majoring in languages. I wanted to study in Spain. So I did. I went to Europe, went to Spain to study. And I was on a train going from Munich to Barcelona. And that train went across the French Riviera. So what kid wouldn't get off? Right. So I got off the train in Nice, and when I stepped off of that train and began to walk into the city, it was almost frightening how familiar it felt. The air felt familiar on my skin. The scents were familiar to my nose. I mean, and I knew I had been there in another life. It was as powerful as that. And so I went on with my life. I went, you know, I studied, I went home, I finished college, I started working. Fast forward, living in California, already singing, big earthquake. I thought, staying here. I'm a little bit of a control freak. And having that, everything be out of my control really freaked me out. Anyway, so I thought, I have two choices. I go back east or I follow my dream. So I was, my son was six. I was singing. I figured I can do that anywhere. I took my son and got on a plane. And again, no job, no place to live, no nothing. But I restarted my life on the French Riviera and ended up living there 28 years.
Terrible place to live, really. Isn't it? Yeah, beautiful. Now, let's get up to date, because one thing we do want to talk about is the upcoming jazz festival, the 20th version of the Panama Jazz Festival. And you're going to be performing for us.
I am.
Yeah. Looking forward to that?
I am very excited.
Have you performed on in the jazz festival before? Or?
No. I've only lived here 2 years. I honestly didn't even know there was a jazz festival. But I met Danilo Perez, Danilo and Patricia this fall, and I participated in a concert in Bocas, dedicated to Luis Russell. And they asked me then to open the jazz festival.
Oh, wonderful!
First concert on January 16th at Ateneo at 8 p.m. Have a great band with me. It's going to be how many are we? Piano, bass, drums, sax, trumpet, and percussion.
Wonderful.
And it's going to be great fun.
Oh, so look forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, you moved to Panama, and we were talking before we came on air. You know, what on earth was it that made you decide to do Panama?
I had left France to go back to the States back in 2016. I was living in New York. And I loved it. I loved living in New York. It was, you know, the music scene is just amazing. And I recorded my latest album there, and it was wonderful. And I knew it was time for me to look for a place that was more peaceful, less expensive. I wanted someplace warm, you know, with a good cost of living and good people, international and easy to get, you know, to travel from. Panama ticked all the boxes. And I came here not knowing, actually. I had never been here before. Mm-hmm. I came here for a conference for a week, and then I was heading over to Europe. And I was going to decide, what would it be, Panama, or would I go back to Europe? And I just knew it was home. I love it mm-hmm. here.
And is there anything that's disappointed you about it? I mean...
Not really.
Yeah.
It has really helped me live in the moment, mm-hmm. because the one thing that would have frustrated me is the pace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I want to get something done, it takes a lot longer to get it done.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, that's really okay. It's just, it's the way it is.
That's the way of life. Yeah,
yeah, rather than wish it were different, I would rather just live with what is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing else. That has just, I've created a life here that I love staying.
And, well, I tell you, it's lovely to have you here, too. And, look, Judith, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. We're going to have a piece of your music to take us out of our little chat. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you on the 16th. And, well, glad you chose Panama.
Thank you so much. I'm here with you this morning.
Thank you so much. That's Judith Lorick with us this morning. Don't forget, we'll be keeping you up to date with what's happening with the Panama Jazz Festival. And, in fact, you mentioned Patricia. She's going to be with us on Thursday talking about the Jazz Festival. And I said we would go out with a piece of music from Judith. And let me see. What have I got here? How about When I Look in Your Eyes?
The wisdom of the world in your eyes. I see the sadness of a thousand goodbyes. When I look into your softness of the moon in your eyes, the gentle sparkle of the stars in the skies. When I look into your eyes, in love I feel, you feel for me. Autumn comes, summer dies. I see the passing of the years in your eyes. And when we part, there'll be no tears. Goodbye. I'll just look into your eyes. Thank you.
Beautiful way to end today's program there. Judith Lorick, and that was called When I Look in Your Eyes. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. How about that? And big thanks, of course, to Judith, and we'll be keeping you up to date with the Panama Jazz Festival as we get closer and closer. And we've got Patricia coming in on Thursday to talk to us about it as well. Big thanks also go out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter this morning, to Yasmin, the person who does all the work here in the studio, all our social media. We're talking about that with you earlier on. We have to have somebody to do it. And we've got Yasmin doing all our social media and the producer for the show as well. My co-producer, Neil Danby, is over there in Windsor in the UK. A couple of weeks' time, he'll be back over here for a while, which will be quite nice as well. Boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And tomorrow, believe it or not, is already WTW. It'll be Welcome to Wednesday tomorrow morning. So we'll see you then, 7 o'clock. As always, just remember what I say. Please, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing? Talking to you. Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby.